The agreements with International Paper and the Rumford Paper Company, also known as NewPage, were negotiated with the Maine DEP over emails in the case of IP and on company premises on company computers in the case of NewPage. Environmentalists and other stakeholders in the long and contentious battle to clean up the Androscoggin River were furious that they had been left out of discussions and that they could not access details of them under the state's Freedom of Access law because NewPage is a private company. Even the Maine Attorney General's office had not been given a chance to review the DEP's side agreements before they were signed. In an interview with Andy Fisk, the DEP's Director of Land and Water Quality last week, Fisk defended the department's process.
Now, in terms of making a point of us visiting some facility's office, we do that all the time. You know, we are always in other facilities' offices dealing with compliance, dealing with enforcement. When we do pollution prevention agreements, we do them in people's offices. There's no skulking around.
Fisk said there had been plenty of opportunity for the public to comment on the overall plan to clean up the Androscoggin and that the plan had been well scrutinized and appealed by more than a dozen groups to the Board of Environmental Protection. The next step, he said, would be for the board to review the permits and the site agreements, and critics could make their case then. IP spokesman Bill Cohen also said last week that the paper company was too far along in the process to undo the side agreements.
Because of the appeals that are already ongoing and because of the legal precedent, this company needs to be careful to protect itself. And I think that we would have great hesitation to going back and redoing those kinds of things.
But over the last few days, both the commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection and the paper mills changed their minds. An attorney for IP says he contacted the Maine Attorney General's office Monday to say IP would be willing to renegotiate. But IP's Bill Cohen says the final decision came from the state's top environmental regulator, Don Gallagher.
It was explained to me that the commissioner made the decision to suspend them, throw them out, I don't know, whatever language one wants to use. And at this point in time, it's International Paper's position that that's okay, and we'll pick up the pieces and go from there.
Commissioner Gallagher says the side agreements have been set aside until after an appeals process before the Board of Environmental Protection is completed.
I think there was some perception there that it wasn't done as public as it could have or should have been, and I don't want that to be the issue.
But while the DEP has abandoned the side agreements for now, Steve Hinchman of the Conservation Law Foundation says there are still plenty of reasons to question the department's regulation of the paper mills and whether it should be enforcing requirements of the Clean Water Act. Hinchman points out that the Androscoggin still doesn't meet the minimum standards of the Act more than three decades after it was passed, and the DEP has worked out another 10 years with the mills to reach that goal, a timetable Hinchman and other environmentalists say violates the law.
In trying to acquiesce to every demand of the mills, the state has tramped all over the Clean Water Act. We're furious, and we are going to take every measure necessary to require the state to either meet the minimum standards of the Act or authority to regulate in Maine needs to go back to the EPA.
The Maine DEP only took over water quality regulation from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency several years ago. Naomi Shalit, executive director of the group Maine River, says she has lost faith in the DEP's leadership to follow the rules and questions how the site agreements can be worked out in the future.
They have 14 appeals of these licenses. They have now got contracts that the leadership signed that have been abandoned by the industry that they signed them with. This is about the biggest mess I've ever seen state government get itself into.
DEP Commissioner Don Gallagher says when the side agreements are taken up, they will be open to a 30-day public comment, after which they will be redrafted if necessary. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.